Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon.
This is Tony Williams.
And Chauncey Williams with What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
All right. I think it's okay to say summer is officially gone.
That's right. It's baseball is ending. Football is in the heat.
Yes, heating up.
Basketball is in the preseason, so it's all three on stage.
Look here, man. I was flipping through TV last night, and I caught a basketball game. I caught a baseball game. I caught a football game. I caught a hockey game.
Yeah, that's right.
And a soccer game. It was like five sporting events. A major league, right? Major league on TV. It's like, man, if you're a sports junkie.
Right, if you live in one of them big cities.
Yeah.
Like a Cleveland, downtown Cleveland.
Yep. This is on, man. It's on. On and popping because Cleveland, yeah, you're right.
The Indians just made it through.
They made it. They made it to the pennant. They're getting ready to play Toronto.
Yeah, that's right.
For the AL pennant. So
and Chicago's still in it too, isn't it?
Yeah, the Cubs. Cubs made it. I don't know who's on the other side of the bracket. But, yeah, that's great for the city of Cleveland. You know, a baseball – because the football team is not doing well at all. I think they've already – went through five quarterbacks.
Mm.
The season is, what, four games old? Five quarterbacks.
Since they got rid of the Manny something, the young boy from Texas
A&M. Johnny Football.
Yeah, he blew it.
He couldn't figure out whether he wanted to do party or play football.
Want to be on a controlled substance or do you want to make some money? Because when LeBron let him go.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's over.
Well, he the kid's had money all his life. Yeah. So – football life was nothing new to him. Okay, he's always enjoyed the fruits of fine living. So there was not a motivator for him. And his old man said the guy gonna wind up dead, you know, if he don't change his lifestyle.
Yeah.
So, I'm loving it. College football, basketball, it just don't get no better.
Yeah, we falling off the planet. Michigan State is. That's hurting, but we got some. I guess we got some up our sleeve. I hope we do.
Well, it's a cycle, man. It's a cycle.
I know. You be good, you be bad.
Right. Michigan went through that cycle, right?
Yeah, yes, they did.
They went through the cycle. And D'Antonio, he'll be okay. I mean, look at Notre Dame. Notre Dame fans they don't have a whole lot to talk about, do they?
You're right.
They're in the same boat as the Spartans, man. And these are perennial powerhouses in college football. And it happens. Texas.
Major universities got television stations.
Okay, yeah, contracts. And then you see a lot of the mid-majors. It's making a lot of noise. A lot of not the small colleges.
Houston's and Cincinnati's and Louisville.
Louisville, Western Michigan.
That's right.
You know, they beat two Big Ten teams, man. Mm. And they are like 5-0 rated in the top 25 in the country.
Western.
You know? So
they got a Muskegon connection out of that, too. They got some Muskegon kids.
Yeah. Yeah, they got some Muskegon kids. So Western is on the map. So that's great. Great for our kids. No doubt about it. So, but yeah, we are officially done. I don't think there's many 70-degree days left for me to play golf. So I think I'm going to go clean my clubs up and put them up, Chauncey.
Yeah, it's time to get everything together. Get your sweaters on.
Get my rake out. Rake out. Leaves for my exercise.
Hey, tailgate weather, though. I know I'm Michigan State homecoming. That's coming up.
Oh, it is coming. Oh, that's always a good event, man.
Yeah. Even if our team not good, I'm there. And that's a blessing for me. We get to see our coaching staff get to see Mardrika Cook.
Okay.
For Midnight Madness.
Right.
On that flow. Okay. On the Breslin. So it's a big thing.
Good.
We're going to take some girls down there and hang out. And, you know, just
enjoy the environment.
I remember last year we went to some games. But then in the past, I used to go to the games. I knew some players, but I ain't never have a product that I help and a part of this community put on that flow. Except for football, we had some guys. I mentor, but I ain't coaches, no football coach.
But they knew you.
Yeah, and I helped them make some decisions. But, like, when you see somebody walk out there that you done spending some time in the locker room or in the gym with other coaches developing them, and, you know, one coach don't never develop nobody. So it always takes several people to be integral in that person's life. And with the guidance of God, it makes everything so much better. So.
Right.
Seeing that. But then it's my alma mater, too, so I'm owning it.
Okay.
Because I'm as happy for it because she's smart. So.
You have a vested interest.
Yeah, so I'm excited, you know, like a little kid. Like, woo.
Yeah, well, we're all excited for it, man. We want her to do well and finish and get that college degree. And if the WNBA is in her future. So be it.
If I think not, so.
She's still going to be okay.
Yeah, she's going to be okay. But I think so because she had that dog in her anyway.
Okay.
And now she's on the level where she's getting the best food, nutrition, exercise, weight room, always running. I know that Susie runs. That's all Susie want to do. And Susie, she was a pretty good guard herself back in that day. So.
Stamina.
So she's serious. And she's a winner, too. They didn't win a lot of Big Ten championships. They didn't win the NCAAs. So she knows what she's looking for.
Okay, good.
So she's going to get it out of her. And that girl committed so early that she committed in her sophomore year.
Right, yeah. She's been on their radar for the longest.
So they've been on her. So it's good and just having them. Just seeing that. So, you know, that's that. But sitting up here, I know last week we were talking with Money about your spouse.
Right. Yeah. You know? We did make some references to the relationship with your spouse and finances and how that can go.
How that can go. Bad. Yeah, when there's, like, mentioned shacking up. Like, when things get rough, a guy can be like, I'm out of here.
He gone, Doc.
Like, all y'all share is a car note or a cell phone bill. That's your relationship. That should not extend to that point. So it needs to be some type of covenant with God made so then you can take it to the next step when looking at it financially so the man can say, it's on me. Mm-hmm. You know, you can support him and help him if y'all split the bills or whatever, but it puts a different accountability on the person when you're in a situation where you got a covenant with the Lord. But then just piggybacking on that show, we got brought a credit report in today.
Yeah.
Before we talk about the kids, we got a credit report in. You had brought it to my attention, and everything is done in confidentiality. So I'm not going to mention the person's name, but just going through it, I was like, this is easy.
Right. See, they feel like this is like, you know, the end of the world. This is a bad situation. So here, you take a look at this, give us some insight as to what we need to do, you know, kind of programs we need to get involved in in order to get ourselves out from under this debt.
But I mean, looking at the debts, I'm like, if I break down the paperwork I got in front of me, I'm going to let you know. It's just this person needs to, for one, they need to get into a free program that monitors their credit report.
Okay.
Where they can go online, they need to be tech savvy, that's one. Where they can access either on their phone through an app, like CreditWise or something. I got one with CreditWise. Then I have one with this with another group that I just look at my credit report probably every day, I think. I just be watching it.
Credit score, yeah.
Yeah, I watch it. I watch my credit score every day. And I like seeing things. I like making mountains turn into anthills.
See?
Like mountains of debt turn into anthills and watch them go down and be like where I don't owe nobody. I like that.
Oh, it's a great feeling, man.
Being debt free. I was talking to someone the other day and just saying that. I'm like, I can remember when my credit report was, I do like that audience, thick like this. Now I'm like,
novel.
Now my credit report is just slim.
Pages,
it's a couple pages. And I know what is on there, and I know what's going to be paid off. And it's a beautiful thing. Being at a certain age, and you say, I'm going to be debt free before I buy the condo or the property I want, where I want to live at. I'm going to be debt free, walking into that. And that's a good thing to say. So then when you sit at that table, that bargaining table, like, hey, let's go. They're like, man, you paid some things off. You paid some major things off. Like, yeah, I'm ready for this now.
That's right.
Y'all can't say no to me.
You get your swagger on, man. Yep. You can go in and negotiate. You can call some shots.
Yeah.
You know.
Because that's what I want. That's what I want to be my biggest expense.
Yeah. Right there. That's supposed to be.
The dream. Something I want to spend 20 years in, 10 to 20 years in, it's got to be worth it.
That's it, man. You go into debt for those kind of items because there's going to be appreciation. That's an investment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Location and what it is.
Right. If you go in, say, at 150 grand, you stay in there 10 years, when you leave, trust me, the minimum amount of equity is going to be 50 grand. So you sell it for 200,000, you take 50 grand, put it down on the next one you want to get.
You're right.
You know, so it's an investment versus that car debt. We know how bad that is.
That shrink.
Man, I'm going to give you this example.
Unless you got a certain kind of vehicle, I know I got my Tahoe, and that's still holding a lot of value. It's older, and we're taking care of it, but it's still depreciating, too.
It
ain't no $50,000 truck no more.
No.
It's about $15,000 now, $15,000, $17,000 at the value that they're trying to sell it at.
Right.
But it's better than other comparable ones that's on that scale that they got a higher resale. But then I don't mean that if it was a house and it was 7 years ago or 5 years ago, the house would be appreciated depending on what neighborhood it is in.
No doubt.
So no doubt you wouldn't lose as much and you were short in your income better when you do your long form or your taxes anyway, your house. So it shows the depreciation differently. Older windows, you know,
right.
Plumbing.
Oh, yeah.
I changed the plumbing. You can't change the plumbing on the car. I changed the plumbing on this car.
Just to keep it running.
No, I changed the plumbing on this house. I put some better pipes and I did a different roof, different insulation. That makes things look in a different angle. But I know you was going to say something. What was it, Tony?
Yeah, I had a customer call me this morning. Come in, they want to talk about this car they was going to purchase. Local dealership.
Yes.
And, you know, she wanted to know what the car was worth, okay, versus what she was paying for it. So I said, well, let's do a couple of exercises here. We'll go in and take
scenarios.
A look at
scenarios.
Yeah, the Blue Book, Kelley Blue Book, 2014 it was, 2013 Escape. They wanted $18,000 for the car, okay?
Escape?
For the Escape, 2013.
What's that? Let me look on my phone.
That's that Ford, man. Check it out. And I went through and I
told... Oh, it's a little kind of like the Lincoln.
No. This is a small SUV, that Ford Escape.
Man, you know, don't tell me.
Lincoln makes one, too. And I can't recall the name.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit you with the head. I'm gonna hit you across the head. I'm gonna have to see.
But this is a simple.
Was it 2016?
No. 13.
How much?
$18,000, man.
I can't get in on the signal on here.
It's like, man, what's this? That's Hold way on. Too much. Okay. So I said, this is how simple it should be when you purchase a car. You look at the selling price. You look at the monthly payment.
Yes.
And you look at the number of months that you have the loan for. So she said, okay, you got the car, it's $500 a month. It's for 66 months.
Okay.
That's $33,000 that you've paid for that car when you do the math.
For $18,000 vehicle.
For $18,000 vehicle. So you just paid an additional $13,000. No, 15, excuse me.
That's 12% interest. 15, I ain't doing a calculator. That's about 12%.
12% on a car loan.
That ain't worth it.
It's not worth it,
I'm
man.
Sorry, I don't mean to say ain't, but that makes you say ain't.
Yeah, well, in this case, it ain't.
Certain situation. Yeah, it's like the little Lincoln. I know it, yeah.
Okay.
That's what that is. I see. You see what I got?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, them cars ain't worth about $12,000.
Okay, that's what I told.
The 2013, $12,000, $10,000. Somebody trying to kill. It's a side little dealer, ain't he?
No, it's a
prominent, okay.
Yeah.
Trying to, how many miles they have on it?
75.
Oh, that's a case.
75.
That ain't right.
I said, hey, look at here. This is how simple this process can be.
When I bought my truck 3 years younger,
mm-hmm.
I had, what, 34,000 on my truck. And my truck was like 3 years younger than the year, okay?
Okay.
And that's a big, that's a high-end SUV.
Yeah, that's twice as big as this vehicle.
That was, I think I paid 21.
21, okay.
In 2000, almost 10.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the max load of these little cars?
Yeah.
They tripping. What they got in here, TVs?
No. But it's almost like this predatory mentality.
That's what
man.
It is. You just I ain't want to say the word. You know, I try to say TVs, man. I try to say luxury, Tony.
What blew me away was when I broke it down to her like that, the light bulb came on. It's like you got to think about these things before you sign on the dotted line. And I said, don't sign anything. Go home. What you really need to do is go to your credit union.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you got bruised credit, all right? Find out what you can get you a $10,000, $12,000 car for.
Now you put somebody with bad credit, you put them in a $10,000 car. When they done, depending on 4 years, they only probably pay like
$15,000
to $16,000. Even though that's still high, but it ain't the kill. Of being an $18,000 vehicle, and they finna max you at 50%.
$500 a month, every month. 66 months.
Then they probably slip on a little Jolac, LoJacks on your car, too.
Probably.
Where you got the looks, not a blow on her, Mm-mm. but you gotta have a little thing. If you don't pay the bill, you can't cut the car on.
Can't turn it on, man.
In the
fact,
wintertime.
It'll shut down if you're going down the road.
I had one of my, a couple years ago, I had one of my students. This is in a different school district. They just came out. He's like, oh, man, I'm late, man. My mama didn't pay the car note. I was like, y'all drove y'all car. He said, got one of them things on if you don't pay the bill, they ain't going to cut the car on. I said, what? It's in Detroit.
Oh, yeah, that's where it first started at.
I said, what you say?
Mail Far.
That's why Mail Far had a business, too.
Yep.
I was like, man, you can't send nobody no car like that. I'm driving down the street, my car cut off.
Mm-hmm.
I could be going to the hospital.
They could care less. Yeah. So my advice to her was, do not make a hasty decision. the main goal that you got now is to get back and forth to work. Call an Uber driver,
yeah,
get a cab or whatever, but do not make a decision based on the fact that you need to get some, you know, some transportation back and forth to work. That's a huge price to pay.
And then I'm gonna tell you this, man. Like I call some of these car agents and say, look, can I do some business with you? Can I help you help some of your clients so they can get better credit scores? They're like, man, I ain't thinking about that. I had to do actually tell me that. I ain't thinking about nobody having a better credit score.
They could care less.
If I can flip them in that car and you say I get my money off the top, that's their problem.
And they flipping them too, baby, let me tell you. They coming through there like 40 going north, man. I had three in them in my office today.
But do you
know
the new financing, Tony? They get letting people get 10 years, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got look, you can get this guy that's going to break this. Here go the game. Here go right here. You can get this guy right here with your credit. You could build your credit.
Right.
You know, you got these things on here. We're going to work with you today. We're going to build your credit, man.
Knock you upside the head.
We're going to be. But look, now, let me look at this credit for it right now. We're going to get over this scenario in a minute. We're going to talk about the kids. But here's an example. Tony, we're going to build your credit. You know, you're a first-time buyer. You know, you ain't got no credit. This would be a good thing for you to get this car right. 15%, man. It's a 98.
15%.
It's a 2005. We're going to give you 15% on it. Look, it's new. It's like brand new.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We paid $6 for it. We're going to charge you $16.
Hey, they wanted to give her $500 for her trade-in.
Yeah,
no. $500 for the trade in on a Malibu or whatever.
Oh, what year Malibu? Like an 05 or something?
Something like that.
Oh, that's a good car.
07. 08.
I ain't giving that up.
Yeah.
That's a good car.
$500, man.
$500. She could have sold that to me. Come on, I'll get it. Come on, get your Ford Escape.
I talked out of that when I said, nope, we'll find you a mechanic somewhere around here. Trust me, there's somebody out there looking for a car that was willing to probably pay you at least $1,000, okay? What you can use for your down payment. But don't sell. Don't let them give you $500 for that car. Don't do it.
And then how they set you up with that is, they say, oh, your car got $6,000 worth of repairs.
Oh, yeah.
And do you really, if you know the right technician, not no shade tree mechanic, if you know the right kind of person, it won't be no $6,000.
Nope.
So that's all the time taking advantage of you. And just, it is not a blessing. New cars are not a blessing. It's not a blessing.
We all
know
we need the transportation to get to work.
It's not a blessing. So don't nobody fool you. It's a good commodity to have if you can afford certain toys and have certain things, yeah. But then you're talking about company leases. Does somebody give you a company lease because you're selling cars, yeah. Or you good at selling cars. You driving a nice foreign vehicle. Mm-hmm. I know some people that do that. Or you work for a company and you got a company lease. And they give you a car allowance up to a certain amount. Like it's it's certain companies that guy contacted me the other day trying to get me work for a financial agency.
Okay.
And he's out in California. He said all his people, he worked for him. He get them Audis. They ride Audis. And he said they ain't got no chance. I was like, what you mean? He say, what they do is, he say, you get a certain sales reputation, we pay that. Mm-hmm. So now this is what the audience, they pay that. So that Audi that you want that's at the dealership, that's about 5 years old, you think you're going to get an Audi or something? And the person you see riding it, they ain't paying for it.
Nope.
It's part of the perks of the job.
The job.
So don't think that you got to struggle and survive to stay alive so you can be fly. You don't have to. Just focus on your education, who you're supposed to be, and somebody can come with them golden trinkets for you.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
You know, it's like, I don't know why I've been in my spiritual tangent. I'm a Christian up front. But they say, God, trust me. God say, trust me with the least.
With the lease.
With the lease. Trust me, with the lease. And the lease to me is money. Because money is nothing but an agreement between somebody else that say that it's worth so much. But then if you're not a good steward over your money, you're going to come in with a credit report like, and when I do that, that sounds like a book. I hope they can hear that. That's a book. But what we're going to do is we're going to hit through this credit report for you.
Okay.
I'm going to hit you.
A few highlights for
you. I'm going to hit you like, so this scenario, this guy come in to buy a car.
Right.
He ain't never pulled his credit report. I'm the dealer. I put his credit report. Oh, you okay? Well, you got this kind of score. You know, you in here. You got this. this collection is $91 on here.
$91.
Then you got another collection that's $10 on here. You got another one that say $93 on here. You got one that says $183. You got one that say $72. You got one that say $84. You got one that say $44. You got one that say $27. You got one. So that's all your collections. You got six of them. Them counts ain't over nothing. them, that's $200. That's all it is. But because they are collections, do you know how hard they punch that credit report?
Yep.
They done punched this credit report probably 150 points.
That's the weight.
For $200 or 20, one account for $27 collections?
Yeah.
If I was the collection agency, I would call them on the phone and say, man, I don't even want to go to the point of putting this envelope.
it costs us more.
I don't even want to put a stamp on the envelope to send your file in. It's going to cost me more to burn energy at our company to report this. So now this person going in front of a car dealership with six accounts on it that ain't over $200. Right. That's in collections. So now your interest is automatically up. You going to subprime just because of $200 because you didn't pull your credit report before you went in. Mm-hmm. So just imagine that. That's like, really? So then we got some more. Got one on here. Credit card, $300. The limit, but the balance is $301. So that means it's sitting there lingering.
Right.
And it's been carrying its balance for some time. It's saying the payment history is okay, but then when they get in front of a loan officer, he's gonna look at it like and it's Capital One. He's gonna look at it like you're making good payments, but why you just don't pay off the whole $300? That $300 you supposed to pay can be the car note you probably supposed to pay. So now we got $500.
$500 for having a good credit score. These are the things that are keeping them from having a good credit score, which is going to give them a lower
payment rate. So now we got a credit card that he can have off his credit report paid down. Paid down with zero balance. And we got $200 in negative in six accounts that's negative.
Okay.
That's $500. That's great.
Okay.
If you got bad credit, that's the best bad credit. Somebody tell me $500.
To get your credit straight. You don't need a credit counselor.
Hey, are you on sitting in a dealership like, yeah, we're going to give you this car. It's going to build your credit. No, you need to just sit down and go through a fine-tooth comb, sit down with your credit report. And this is a loan that this person had. They was never late on this one. This one was good. This was $15,000, 60 months. They paying on time on this. So it might be a car loan. It's Huntington Bank. So they got approved for a decent loan, looks like it. So they probably, but they had it for some time. So they gave them a pretty good deal. Then this one here, it's an auto loan, $17,000. Then there's another credit card from Best Buy. The balance is high balance, $301. Mm. But then they closed it, and it said never late. This account is scheduled to continue on the record till November 2025. They should have never closed. They should have paid it off.
Paid it off. Left it open.
Because it's now say high balance, but it looked like it's saying okay. But it's getting ready to probably report in a negative context. But it's closed. He closed it okay. But it had a high balance of $301. So he got rid of that. What else we got? We got paid, closed, never late. This kind of scheduled 2017. High balance was $113. It was a $500 thing. And it was a jewelry one. So they did real good, this one. This was a good one. So they got a lot of good accounts.
A lot of good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. But then what they have is, They got a variety of good credit in these two pages. Mm-hmm. But they got $500. So just tell him, Tony, this credit report, $500.
That's it. You'll raise your credit score 100 points.
Man, 150.
150.
Because everything I'm holding right here is good. This is all good. What this page right here is, he got two pages of inquiries.
Too many.
Look,
too many inquiries, man.
The inquiries, audience, that means every time you pull your credit report, inquiries can come from your woman. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that again. Inquiries can come from your woman thinking that she at a lottery party. Or she just thinks she could just pull your credit to get stuff. So I'm going to look at here and see. Or you could probably be trying to get a mortgage. You probably trying to get a home loan or auto loan. But I don't like shopping like that. Like you said a couple of shows ago, go to the credit union first.
Oh, yeah.
If they reject you, you need to work on your credit some more.
Right. And plus, you know what your credit score is when you show up. So there's no need to pull my credit report.
Yep, I got this number. Tell me what I can do.
There it is.
It's two rooms they're going to sit you in.
Okay.
Either you're going to sit you in a room where you get you a coffee and donut because they're going to go on and push you through. Uh-huh. Or they're going to put you on a mirror and go around.
Yeah, the mirror. And that's what that looks
Roll
like.
Roll the dice.
That's what that looks like.
Yeah, when you have all these inquiries. Yeah. He got a lot of inquiries on here because of them negative accounts, them six negative accounts that ain't over $200.
Right.
He get rid of them, and he paid his one account that was $300 high balance. He back.
He ain't good.
I don't even think it's negative one time. Is it closed? It was closed. So all he got is $200, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Because the other one was
cool. No, he got it. Here you go right here. Here she go. It's $76. He got one that says 76 right here. So that's it. So he got it. Man, he got like $250, Tony, altogether.
We're not talking any insurmountable amount of money, man.
And these inquiries. So
yeah, that's killing it.
It's, and the inquiries last, if you don't do nothing to them, they last 2 years. So look, he got one on here that said 2014, 2017 coming up, 2015. They about to come off.
About to drop, yeah.
Yeah, 2014. They about to ready to come off. Mm-hmm. So when they come off, he good. He ain't got no student loans on here.
No, no student loans.
So he got it. He not looking bad at all.
Not in bad shape at all.
He just got to get, I'm put them first two pages in front of him. When I give it back to you,
okay.
That's what I want him to do. Do that and just make sure, call each one of them accounts. Because here they go again. Collection account, $11. I mailed something to the post office the other day. I mailed four T-shirts for our fundraiser, some socks, and a pair of shoes with my Nike Air Bubble bust in the back of them. And it was brand new. That cost me $15.
Just to mail them back.
Yeah, and he got an account here that's $11. Then it's another account here for $23.
Little bitty stuff, man.
Man, who reporting $23? You can't call nobody?
Right. Yeah.
That's something you could probably be like, look, man, I seen you was on Facebook trying to see, I was inboxing you. It's paying $23 right now. We're not gonna take you to court or nothing.
A phone we're not call, man, for $23. Come on.
Look, I was trying to ask you, want to be in your DM. I want to be in your direct message box. You got an account on your credit report that's $23. We just wanted to be like, man, we don't want to mess your credit up.
Right.
$23 and $11. But this is crazy. Yeah. What company doing this?
Who's
this? Account receivables. Somebody. They straight up clowning.
Yeah.
Look, it said, here you go. And see, plus, when you don't have a credit restoration program, look, it's supposed to be office credit report. It said, collection account, $23, past due as May 2012. Lord.
2012. Come on, man. Guys, still getting dinged for 2012. $26.
So hold up. Inflation ain't that. That's $4. $20 in 2012.
Okay.
How much gas is that?
Today? It was a lot more now. It costs a whole lot more back then.
Man, this has got to be.
Man.
They got to be out of their mind. I'm gonna tell you like this. That's the fact of the credit reporting. That's how they do you.
So
if you don't know no better, you cooked.
How many more people you think are listeners? How many got the same situation? Well, they think they got bad credit, but it's not really
man,
bad
not
if they
bad
take
at all.
Care of a few little items, man.
Man, it's funny, man. Look, another one, $50.
$50.
$76. Then it's a couple here, $232.
But there's nothing, man.
But this is a different credit report. You
it's
know, like
Experian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Experian. So Experian breaking it down. But some of these are repeats too.
Yeah, they all report differently.
Yeah, these are repeats. You see what I'm saying? Some of these are repeats, Tony. So
when
you look at this file, you're like, something not right. And then let me see if they got the credit score. They wanted him to buy it. They wanted him to buy it.
I said not purchase.
They didn't want to
buy
it. He didn't buy it. So that's one thing they do. That's why I want to tell the audience. When we talk about credit reports and pulling credit, it's about people who are actually making money off of you. Each credit report costs like $7 to $9. Mm-hmm. So then now you pay the extra $5 to get your credit score. That's $15 to $20. Then if you get one of these companies, you feel like you get a service, now you're paying $10 a month to look at your credit report. So it's not really about you inquiring at these companies to help build your credit history and make you have a positive image. They are making money off you trying to get things.
Right.
Every time they pull a credit report and put an inquiry on there, somebody got paid $7. So I'm going to go to this. Let's go to his inquiry page.
Okay.
So every time they pull his credit report, that's if he got money. The item or he didn't, somebody had to pay.
Somebody paid.
So it depends on their credit service. Because each credit report costs $9 to $10. We talking about $36 with taxes and everything.
Okay.
So we got how many times you got charged $36? Because they put it on your file if you got it. If you got denied, they say you got denied, you can get a free credit report.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, based on his credit report, like he got everything he wanted. So he got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Times 36. I got it in my phone. 23 times 36, at least, or $30. 23 times $30. That's $690 in credit, pulling credit reports.
That's a lot of paper, man. But you get one free, right?
Every year, you get one free.
You get one free.
So then that's what you said. It's like, if I get one free every year, what's my goal? My goal is, all right, if I get one free every year.
And know where I'm at.
I'm pulling that. And then I might buy a service. I might get a service
yeah.
for $9 a month just because I'm on a track of trying to build my credit report. But this situation right here, if they just pay all them little $20, $30 ones, mm-hmm. wipe them out, and then, like my boy Bob Proctor says, Bob Proctor says, set up a payment. Don't worry about, don't live in debt. Have an abundance mindset and set up a, and get in the program to deal with the others. Mm-hmm. And not just pay into that system and move on. Because he talks about everything being a system. So if it's a system, it was a system here before we was brought to this world.
Oh, absolutely.
So if I operate in this system right and I had a right mind, I'm thinking about building my life in a positive way and I'm not thinking about debt and how it's going to put me in a hole. And I was like, I'm coming out of debt, so I'm just going to put my money on this program and I'm going to pay off the ones I can, mm-hmm. the little $23 and everything, not nickel and dimes. So now my credit score is going up and I'm in a program and I'm good. Mm-hmm. So now I'm moving forward now. I'm not thinking about, oh, I got this holding me back. Now I'm living in shame when every time I look like, I don't want to put my credit report, but it's some little things I could have did if I humbled myself and had a conversation. So I'm totally glad and appreciative that you brought this in today because a lot of people don't look like this on paper. He has an easy situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they told me it was horrible. It was bad. It's like
a couple purses. Don't buy a couple purses for the boo.
Okay.
Couple of roof Chris's meals. Don't go there.
Don't go there.
You know what I'm saying? Cook a couple nights. And you could knock a bill off.
Knock them out, man. That's it.
Set up automatic bank account where you got automatic bill pay. Mm-hmm. Hit them.
Yep.
And then what my boy, who is that? I listen to a lot of, what's his name? Dave Ramsey.
Dave Ramsey.
I love him.
Yeah, Dave's good.
He got me on the point of that, get my credit report on the lien now. Well, I don't have that much on my credit report. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, I can pull it like, boom, that's it. One little student loan, I consolidated, put all of them together. I got a car, vehicle, truck paid off, about to be paid off. So I'm like, that's it.
That's it.
What's else on my credit report? I can remember my credit report had houses on it. It had jewelry things on it.
Credit cards. Store in town.
Best Buy, JCPenney's. Yeah. I got a secure credit card, and I got a credit card, like a Visa.
Yeah.
That's it. And I got a vehicle. And a vehicle that's about to be paid off in about 3 months. And that's it.
And, you know, the key to that we talked earlier with our boy Mia, pay him off 30 days.
Pay him off 30 days.
Pay minimum balance. Don't do it. Nope.
You get a lump sum. Don't go buy no new outfits. Don't spend your money on no garbage.
No.
Pay them off. It does something to your mindset when you pay a debt off. I was talking to a client the other day. And this young lady just graduated from college. And she said, I'm ready to get my debt together, my student loan debt together, everything. I said, that's great. I said, when we was in school, we was trying to shake the student loan man.
Right. Yeah, we gave him the zig and the zag.
Zigzag. We trying to defer and forbearance. But then me and her got to talking, and I told her, I said, unfortunately for you, you're in this different system.
Rules have changed.
The rules have changed. If you defer or you forbearance, they hitting your credit report as if you got a late pay. Mm-hmm. As if it's a charge off if you defer. If you're not in an in-school deferment, you're taking
classes. Because you're in the class, yeah.
Yeah, but if you just deferring or you forbearance, they hit your credit report 50 to 60 points.
It's a negative.
Off top.
You can't get out of it.
Somebody hit me up the other day. He was like, man, my credit's going to drop. I said, you paying on student loan? Nah, man, I'm in deferment. I said, okay. I like, you told me that last year when I tried to get you to do something. Are you still in deferment?
You're making payments, bro.
I said, now they done changed the policy and everything. Now you stuck. You're going to have to do something.
Because if
you
don't, a month.
Your credit score will keep on going. Because they're going to report monthly.
Yeah.
They look at they pull your credit report, and they don't show up on your, like, it's got certain things. They'll get an inquiry, but they don't show up to everybody else. And you only see it. And that's what the government can do. He ain't paid. Get his credit score.
Yep.
Go fishing. I call it fishing. Catfishing you. They say you can't. They hitting you hard. So it's just, I know we supposed to be talking about money with kids, but I think we get into the money with kids. because you bought a credit report in the day.
But that's big stuff, man. And, you know, we need our audience to pull that credit report.
Yes.
And, you know, if you don't understand it, call somebody. Find out what's up. Just like this guy here, man. He
gave it to you.
He gave it to me.
He said, take this, man. Let me know what y'all think about it. I appreciate him because tell him it ain't all bad.
No, it's not.
I want him to, look, I'm going to give you this.
It's like a second opinion.
Tell him everything that's not $100.
Pay it off.
Pay it off for me.
Immediately.
And what I'm going to do, I'm going to circle everything for you. I'll give it to you that. And I'm going to circle the phone number.
Tell him I want it back in 30 days.
Yep.
Bring me that credit report back.
Yep. Everything that's $200 and less, I want you to pay off. And take the highest bill first.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if it's, like I'm looking at the highest one right now for him, it's 183. Everything else, 183 down, let's pay them off.
Right. Okay.
Like that's what I want him to do. So, Tony, you be always, God be guiding you through the light, brother.
Be helping me out, man. And we do have a candidate that we're going to get started in the program.
That's too. Right.
So
we're going to have to pull her credit report and see what she got on there. In case she might need some different services, because if she don't have none on her credit report, from what you're telling, she's a good steward.
Yeah, she is.
She probably need a diversified credit profile.
That's it.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I exactly know what you're talking
Secured
about.
Secured credit loan.
Yeah.
Car loan, if you need one. You know, we ain't going over no $5,000 or $10,000. I'm at your stage now. I'm not going over $10,000 for no car no more now.
No.
I'm good.
We in Mesquite, man.
Yeah, we in Mesquite. I'm a rent the luxury room.
That's it.
That's what I'm doing for now.
Rent that bad boy. And if you're out of town, if you drove to Atlanta and it broke down, you pick up a phone, they bring you another one.
That's it. So that's all that money we spent on plane tickets. So I told my wife, I'm like, I'm good. You can, if you do something spectacular, you do that spectacular on your own.
Man, likes my bank account.
That's it. I like mine too. So we're gonna help that client out. It's the next stage. We're gonna pull up credit report. We're gonna get up credit report pool, and we're gonna sit down. We're not gonna mention her name
unless she says she want it.
Yep.
Mentioned.
And then we'll come on, we'll break her situation down and figure out what directions we can point her in and what she working with financially. And then if she need one of them programs, I would definitely pay. I'll do my end. If she need the credit repair, I'll pay it. And for you said, she don't have no student loans, so that's what we're leaning towards. If she need that program, I will pay for 6 months of that service for her. And then we'll have her on the show after we reveal her identity when we're done.
Good move.
We do. Like you do the financial services, I build the credit image, and we'll – That'd be fun. I'll appreciate that.
It'd be a good example for our audience. Yes, sir.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
This is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.